My Body Belongs to Me is a children's book that is intended to teach children that their bodies are private and that if someone touches them, to tell a parent or teacher right away. I'm a prosecutor of child abuse and sex crimes in New York City, and I've been doing this for 15 years. And very early on, I learned that children don't often tell right away when they're touched inappropriately. And what happens is the abuse often continues and escalates. This book was written so that parents and educators could get that message to children that their body is private, and if someone touches them, how to handle it and to tell someone right away.
You said you're a New York City sex crimes prosecutor. How big an influence has that been on your advocate activities?
You know, it's been tremendous. The work that I do is obviously very serious, very difficult. Because I deal with children often, especially before I had children of my own, I was surprised to find that children don't tell when they're sexually abused. Because when I initially started doing this, I think what most parents think, which is if a child is sexually abused, they're going to tell someone. Because if a child falls down and scrapes their knee in a park, they come running to the parent, "Mommy, Daddy, I scraped my knee." So, of course, you would think if a child is being sexually abused, they would tell a parent or someone. But unlike the situation in a park with the child scraping their knee, no one is saying to that child, "Don't tell anyone you fell down. No one's going to believe you. Don't tell anyone you fell down. They're going to say it's your fault. Don't tell anyone you fell down. I, grandpa, dad, uncle, neighbor, will go to jail if you tell." There are all these pressures on a child inherent with child sexual abuse so that the child doesn't tell, whether it's shame, guilt, you know, embarrassment, fear that mommy and daddy will break up. There are reasons children don't tell.
You're going to be in Cincinnati on April 5th for a Blue Ribbon event sponsored by the Family Nurturing Center. What will you be talking about when you come to town?
Well, first of all, one of the main things I'll be talking about is this new organization that I've co-founded called the Innocence Revolution. And the Innocence Revolution was created to increase awareness and educate the public and marshal global support on the subject of child sex abuse prevention. So I'll be talking about the Innocence Revolution and teaching parents and educators and anyone who's there for the event simple things that they can do to prevent child sex abuse.
Do we have reasons to be optimistic about ending child abuse?
Let's say there may be hope on the horizon. You know, there's some amazing work being done. There's a woman named Erin Marin who is going around the country having Erin's Law passed, which is requiring mandatory child sex abuse prevention education be taught in schools, and it's already been adopted in several states across the country. Bills like that can make a difference. But it's the hardest thing to do is to get parents to first understand why they need to talk to their child about child sex abuse prevention. Because parents think, well, this isn't going to happen to my child. Unfortunately, the statistics say otherwise, that it could happen. 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys in this country is sexually abused before the age of 18.
It sounds to me like education and awareness and observation are the real keys to preventing child sex abuse. Is that accurate?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
You can find out how to get more information about the Blue Ribbon Ceremony and about the book on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Jill Staroshevsky, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Pat.